This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Israel State Radio reported today that President Carter gave Israel 10 days to wrap up a peace treaty with Egypt or face a reassessment of American policy in the Middle East. The radio said that's what Foreign Minister Dayan told a parliamentary committee, but it seems now that Dayan's testimony was not quite that simple. In any case, the radio report brought immediate denials at the White House. Marvin Kalb reports.
The White House flatly denies the president imposed any 10-day deadline on pursuing an Egypt-Israel treaty, nor did he threaten a new look at America's policy towards Israel. Tonight, the Israeli embassy here in Washington put out a similar denial. According to informed sources, the president did tell Dayan that time is running out on the peace process, that recent events in Iran may change the balance of power in the area, and therefore it's very urgent that the negotiations between Israel and Egypt be concluded as quickly as possible. The U.S. draft treaty presented last Sunday to Egypt and Israel remains, in the American view, a reasonable basis for an eventual agreement. Thus, the U.S. disagrees with Israel's judgment of it. But to duck an unnecessary fight over a side issue, the U.S. agreed with Israel's proposal that the critical Carter-Begin talks take place at the White House starting tomorrow and not in the seclusion of Camp David. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
There still hasn't been any official reason for President Sadat's refusal to come to the original Camp David summit, but Bert Quint reports that he's waiting.
Anwar Sadat is waiting for the telephone to ring. President Carter has promised to call him as soon as he has met with Israeli Prime Minister Begin to fill him in. Sadat is hoping Mr. Carter can make the Israelis change their minds about a summit attended by Egypt's prime minister rather than its president, and about the last remaining obstacles to the signing of a peace treaty. Sadat met with Prime Minister Khalil in Alexandria today, and when the meeting ended, Khalil told newsmen, President Carter will put President Sadat in the full picture about the discussions which are going to take place. On the basis of that information, Khalil added, we are going to reassess our position. Khalil said he agreed with Mr. Carter that there was considerable progress at Camp David last week and that Begin was wrong in saying Egypt had presented stiff new demands. Asked if he thought the peace talks could fail, the prime minister said, no, not if Begin is reasonable enough to study Egypt's position. Bert Quint, CBS News, Cairo.
More news after this. That's all it takes, just a little luck, and of course a standard size postal card containing your name and address, mailed to KNX 1070 Contest, Post Office Box 1070, Hollywood, California, zip 90028. Once you do that, you're eligible to win $1,070 in our bi-weekly drawings. There's no limit on the number of entries per person or family, but the prize limit is one per person. KNX guarantees that 10 people will each win $1,070. All applicable taxes relative to the value of the prizes will be the sole liability of the winners. Don't delay. Print your name and address on a standard size postal card and mail it to KNX 1070 Contest, Post Office Box 1070, Hollywood, California, 90028. For further information and names of winners during the contest, call 461-1997, 461-1997. When Ayatollah Khomeini came back to Tehran, the triumphant hero of the revolution, political experts thought his taste of political power might end his religious calling. Apparently not. He leaves Tehran tomorrow after a plea to end foreign influence in Iran and returns to a life of meditation and teaching. Mike Lee has a report.
An afternoon prayer service in the Muslim holy city of Qom, 100 miles south of Tehran. Where Ayatollah Khomeini will arrive tomorrow to spend the rest of the days of his life praying and lecturing to religious students. Preparations are underway here for the Ayatollah's arrival. There are banners over most of the street. Virtually every shop and store has a picture of the Ayatollah in the window. Some of the banners are very political here in this religious city, many of them condemning President Carter and the United States for what the Ayatollah Committee claims to be the American influence for the bloodletting that occurred here during the Iranian Revolution. One sign simply saying, we condemn Carter. Another sign saying, we shall not forget the French hospitality. That, of course, a reference to Khomeini's exile in Paris. Mike Lieb, CBS News, Qom.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
What in the world happened in February? Brought to you by your local Navy recruiter. February is Admissions Day for Massachusetts, admitted as our sixth state in 1788, Oregon as our 33rd state in 1859, and Arizona became our 48th state in 1912. In February 1789, George Washington received a unanimous electoral vote for President of the United States. The University of Virginia was founded by Thomas Jefferson in February 1819. The 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, was signed in February 1865. In February 1878, Thomas Edison patented the phonograph. The National Baseball League was created in February 1886. Construction of the U.S. Navy's first ship built as an aircraft carrier, the USS Ranger, was authorized in February 1929. Astronaut John Glenn was the first American to orbit the Earth in February 1962. That's what happened in February, brought to you by your local Navy recruiter. For more information, call the Navy toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-841-8000, in Georgia, 800-342-5855.
James Schlesinger took his energy portfolio before two congressional committees today in an effort to sell President Carter's standby gasoline rationing plan, but he wasn't able to raise anything except heat against it. Jim McManus reports.
Secretary Schlesinger said President Carter needs standby powers to conserve energy supplies, but he said he does not foresee oil shortages severe enough to force nationwide gasoline rationing. At worst, Schlesinger said the president should not have to go beyond closing gas stations on weekends and turning down thermostats in public buildings.
It may well be that we are quite capable of riding through even a larger supply cutoff without turning in this direction. It is possible that we might be forced later on this spring to invoke two of these contingency plans, but I do not want to ascribe any high likelihood to that at this time.
Schlesinger's call for emergency powers, coupled with his optimistic view of future oil supplies, clearly frustrated the senators, who criticized the standby gasoline rationing plan as unfair and too costly, and demanded a clearer set of energy prospects and priorities from the Carter administration. Jim McManus, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
You have a lovely home, Mrs. Van Dam.
48 rooms, 24 acres, 12 servants.
And a partridge in a pear tree?
Two.
Two? Do you have any meat insurance?
Oh, silly boy. What is that?
Meat insurance. Adolph's meat tenderizer.
How droll.
Oh, no. Meat insurance is quite important.
What, to a sirloin who lives in a dangerous neighborhood?
No, to a...
a paranoid porterhouse?
Well, laugh away, Mrs. Van Dam. But the more you spend on meat, the more you need meat insurance.
Well, Quinn did say we should start counting dollars. Mm-hmm. Or was it pennies?
Did he say anything about buying cheaper cuts?
He did say something about a flank steak.
Oh, no, that's flank steak. It's usually pretty tough.
My servants could chew it for me.
Well, it's easier if you use Adolph's. It's insurance that every piece of meat, including that flank steak, will be tender and juicy.
Sounds wonderful. We'll take a case.
Oh, good. Should I bring it in the kitchen?
The kitchen? Oh, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
What's a kitchen?
What's a kitchen?
Oh, I was there once.
I'm sure you were.
Yes, I remember.
Wonderful place.
Yes.
Adolph's meat tenderizer. Think of it as meat insurance.
Stocks closed slightly higher on Wall Street today after the big battering of yesterday. The Dow Jones closed around 809, up 1.82. The average price per share was up 3 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume, 25 million shares. The average price was up 2 cents on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.
CBS News. America's space probe, Voyager 1, is closing in for a never-before-view of Jupiter. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The spacecraft is scheduled to sweep within some 173,000 miles of Jupiter on Monday to send back to Earth pictures and information about the planet's atmosphere and its magnetic field, the biggest in the solar system. Dr. Bradford Smith of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, says their initial information about Jupiter shows strong shifting wind currents, something of a surprise.
Atmospheric observations are showing a remarkably complex planet, complex in the structure of the clouds and extremely complex in the motions, the atmospheric winds that we're observing. In fact, the complexity is far greater than anything that we had imagined based on our previous experience with telescopic observations from the Earth.
Jupiter is 317 times bigger than the Earth and 400 miles away. More news after this.
Hi, Pat Summerall. True Value Hardware Stores know that a mechanic has different tool needs than a homeowner. He needs more tools because he has more ways to use them. But the homeowner and the mechanic both share the need for quality tools, like True Value Hardware Store's exclusive line of Master Mechanic hand tools. You can add versatility to your workshop with the Master Mechanic 17-piece socket set that includes 11 sockets, a socket extension, reversible ratchet, and more. Choose either the standard or metric set for just $19.97 each. True Value Hardware Stores also offer the Master Mechanic 6-piece router bit set for just $18.97. These precision machine bits are designed for heavy-duty routing, slotting, and grooving. Get these and other quality Master Mechanic hand tools exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's our way of doing business at least.
UPI reports from Washington that President Carter has backed a reorganization plan that would expand the powers of the Commerce Department and create a Department of Natural Resources to replace the Interior Department. Official announcement of Mr. Carter's long-awaited decision is scheduled for tomorrow. The White House says no, it never gave a 10-day deadline to Israel to conclude a peace treaty with Egypt or face a reassessment of U.S. Middle East policies. The report had come out of Tel Aviv, quoting Foreign Minister Dayan, but he later told CBS News that wasn't quite what he said anyway. The Justice Department has dropped plans, at least for the time being, to try former FBI Director L. Patrick Gray on charges of ordering illegal break-ins. Fred Graham has details.
Gray and two of his former top assistants, Mark Felt and Edward Miller, had been indicted on charges of approving illegal break-ins, wiretaps, and mail openings by FBI agents who were trying to catch radical weatherman fugitives. But serious problems developed for the prosecution when Federal District Judge William Bryant ruled last week that Gray had a right to use in his defense highly secret documents relating to foreign intelligence and counterintelligence. So today the Justice Department informed Judge Bryant in a letter that the government has decided to sever Gray from the case and to bring his two former subordinates to trial first. Presumably, if they were convicted, the government would then consider bringing Gray to trial. But in reality, the decision to drop Gray from the case now clearly dims the government's chances of ever bringing him to trial, and it makes much more difficult the government's prospects of convicting the two former aides who allegedly passed along Gray's illegal orders. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
A strong earthquake struck parts of Canada's Yukon Territory and wide areas of Alaska from Juneau to Anchorage today. Some dishes and nerves were shaken, but there were no reports of injuries or damage. Three small earthquakes occurred near Mexico City. Again, no reports of casualties or damage. President Carter's budget for fiscal 1980 was sharply criticized today by the United Auto Workers Union, which called it unfair, with not enough funds going to social welfare programs. More CBS News after this message.
Get the long-lasting collar that kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet, the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus.
What's the big plus in the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar? It kills dangerous ticks and fleas for up to 5 full months. Put the plus on your dog or cat now. Get really effective flea and tick protection for your pet, your home, and your family for up to 5 months.
Put the plus on your pet, the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus.
When you have a lot of surfaces to clean, grab your partner, Fantastic, the multi-surface spray cleaner. It cleans fiberglass, stainless steel, porcelain, plastic, enamel, vinyl, chrome. Fantastic spray cleaner. Clean surface after surface.
Radio Iran reports that Iranian revolutionaries had seized briefly a top-secret U.S. monitoring station along Iran's border with the Soviet Union. UPI said a highly placed government source in Washington gave assurances that no sensitive equipment was compromised. Earlier reports said American-based personnel had been detained for a time and then released. I'm Rita Sands, CBS News.
Price hikes announced by five OPEC nations have received official approval from the OPEC organization. A statement from OPEC headquarters in Vienna says the hikes do not run counter to the cartel's objectives. It could spur American attempts to find more domestic oil. NBC's Don Doak reports on the latest bids for oil and gas exploration leases off the Atlantic coast, bids that were considerably smaller than the ones made 2.5 years ago.
Frank Basile, who conducted the lease sale for the Interior Department, says based on the drilling experience so far in the Baltimore Canyon, oil companies are growing more conservative.
This is an area where prospects are, by their very nature, are considered smaller. And some companies obviously just didn't feel it was worth considering an investment at this time.
Six rigs are currently drilling in the Baltimore Canyon. Nine dry holes have been drilled, and there's been one strike by Texaco, unknown quantities of natural gas. Don Doak, NBC News, New York.
More news after this.
When I have a sore throat, I don't feel like myself. My throat feels raw and irritated.
That's when I use Chloraseptic. Chloraseptic helps me feel better because it helps block the pain of a sore throat. So when you get a sore throat, don't let it slow you down. Get relief with Chloraseptic and feel like yourself again, fast.
Chloraseptic spray or lozenges for temporary relief of minor sore throat pain. Use only as directed.
I see you fixed the car, Fred.
The Whopple needed tightened.
The Whopple?
Yeah, connected to the Hoosits down here. One more turn and I'll have all my...
Before you blow your gasket, send for our Consumer Information Center catalog. It lists over 200 federal publications on everything from slimming down to fixing cars. For your free copy, write Consumer Catalog, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
What's that again?
Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Right-wing Iranian guerrillas briefly seized a sensitive American base today, NBC's Ford Rowan reports.
The U.S. government built about a dozen listening posts along the Russian border with Iran. Five were built by the CIA for Iranian intelligence officers. Some were used by the U.S. Air Force and the National Security Agency, but the military facilities have been closed. The two biggest bases were run by the CIA. The CIA closed one of them and destroyed about $500 million worth of sophisticated spy gear. Sources say the last remaining CIA base apparently was overrun by right-wing Iranian guerrillas carrying out the Ayatollah Khomeini's demand that American influence be rooted out. Reports indicate that 20 Americans, probably CIA officers, were temporarily detained. Ford Rowan, NBC News, Washington.
From Cairo, NBC's Bob Allison reports the Egyptian prime minister feels differences with the Israelis are not too great.
Earlier, President Carter said that very few differences remained in achieving a peace treaty. Khalil said that he agreed completely with this. He said, "I think we have achieved a great deal that can be a basis for peace." He also denied charges by Israel that Egypt has stiffened its stance. He said of the recent talks at Camp David, "We presented nothing new."
NBC's Bob Allison reporting from Cairo. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a little less than 2 points. You're listening to NBC News.
Quiet in the studio. Latherpuss Radio Spot, take one.
Here in the romantic South Seas, Latherpuss shaving cream is preferred by
Mr. Director.
Cut. Yes, Mr. Latherpuss.
I'm not crazy about this island thing. See, rough and rugged is what my shaving cream is really all
I'll
about.
I'll change it. Take two.
Fine.
Here in romantic Horsefly, Texas, Latherpuss shaving.
I hate to be a bother.
What now?
But Latherpuss is so continental and stuff. Could the announcer...
Change it. Take three.
Yes.
Here in a romantic Horsefly, Texas.
You know,
what?
If he could use a sexier voice.
Sexy, Harry. Take four.
Here in romantic Horsefly, Texas, Latherpuss shaving cream is preferred 2-1.
Yes, wonderful. Hope I didn't make too many suggestions.
Not at all.
Could I make a suggestion?
What is it?
Could he do it in Swedish with an Irish brogue and add some bongos and a race?
Radio. You can do anything you want, go anywhere you want, and reach anybody you want at a price that won't bust your budget. Radio. It's right on the button. A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau.
There are a lot of big city train commuters who feel the ride to and from work is more stressful than their jobs. The Long Island Railroad and Adelphi University of New York have decided to do something about that. Don Malone of the railroad says a professor from the school will instruct commuters on board the evening train home on how to relax.
People do get excited at times, which we can readily understand. When trains are stalled, for example, or trains are delayed, or that we're short equipment, it's a normal reaction of people, particularly in instances where there's no instant communication with information as to what is happening.
Malone says the courses will run 3 weeks and will be held on the 508 to Port Jefferson on Mondays and Wednesdays. The Hour's lead story, OPEC gives official sanction to individual producing nation crude oil price increases. I'm Steve Porter, NBC News.